This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Health professionals, like anyone, can make mistakes, and sometimes these mistakes can cause death or disability. In many organizations, there's an attempt to find the individual at fault and punish them or remove them from their job. However, more often than not, this doesn't solve the problem, because the problem isn't with an individual, it is with the system. So, for example, on a busy night shift, a supervising physician tells a junior doctor to get a chest x-ray on a patient. Well, the junior doctor is incredibly busy that night, and, well, she forgets. The next morning on rounds, the junior doctor is hesitant, even scared, to tell the senior doctor that she forgot to do the x-ray, so she says the x-ray was normal. Yes, the resident lied, and this is wrong, but the system created a culture where she was afraid to admit to human error. The system also created so much work that the junior doctor forgot about the x-ray, and there was no system to remind her. All these problems require systems changes. Without these kinds of changes, it only perpetuates the problems. What is needed is a just culture. Dr. Meg Zamarodi is the Assistant Provost for Interprofessional Practice at the University of North Carolina. She is an expert on just culture.
Just culture is when we move away from a system of blaming an individual and start to look in a just and fair way about how we need to make system changes or how the organization can address it as a whole rather than looking at one person to blame.
There are three ways an individual can contribute to mistakes. One is human error. One is risk-taking, and one is being reckless. The intervention for each is different. Dr. Zamarodi explains using a simple example.
You're driving down the road, and all of a sudden you see the blue lights flashing, and it's because you're being pulled over by a policeman. The policeman pulls you over and says, "Sir or ma'am, you were going 65 in a 55, and your response is, "Oh my goodness, I didn't see the sign change."
So that's an example of human error. You weren't paying attention, the speed limit changed, and you missed it. The police might scold you and tell you not to let that happen again and tell you to pay more attention in the future. The second example is risk-taking behavior.
You are pulled over, cop says, "Hello, you're going 65 in a 55, and you say, "Oh my goodness, I realize that, but I'm late for this very important meeting, and you have a strong rationale for the action that you are doing, which is speeding in this case." That example, the cop would say, "I want you to be safe. It's important that you actually go the speed limit. Bad things can happen when you speed," and give you perhaps a warning, but educate you in that process.
The third example is reckless behavior. You get pulled over, and you tell the police,
Yes, I know I was speeding. Frankly, I don't care. I'm a great driver. Nothing's going to happen to me. Speed limits are silly to begin with.
Often, errors are not the result of bad people, but poorly designed systems. When errors occur, we need to ask, was the person doing this because they were reckless, because they were risk-taking, or because they made an error in a poorly designed system? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.